Good morning.
Good morning.
A familiar Gatha says, life and death are of supreme importance. Time passes swiftly by and opportunity is lost. Each of us must strive to awaken. Awaken. Take heed, do not squander your life. When this gatha is chanted in the evening at a retreat, after a long day of sitting, the words can raise the hair on the back of one's neck. In the spirit of this gatha, I ask you, how much time do you have? Dogen wrote in the Shobogenzo the following. Still you have no idea how your death may come or what kind of sickness you may contract. It is utterly foolish to pass the time meaninglessly sleeping or lying down while you are alive and not to practice the Buddha Dharma. Dogen wrote this passage over 700 years ago, yet it is still vital and alive in this very moment. This passage is like the evening gatha, a powerful admonition to us to practice, and to practice now, in this very moment. This matter of life and death was so poignant to Dogen because he had lost his parents when he was a young child. This loss highlighted the urgency of living fully in the present moment. Dogen had become keenly aware of the impermanence of life at a very early age. Now, we usually think of our lives as being 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years long. Some optimists might even envision living to 90 or 100. But in reality, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 is just an idea, a concept. In reality, there is only this present moment, right now. And there are no guarantees beyond this present moment. The truth of this, the truth of these words, should be a call to each one of us to awaken now. To practice now, not later, not tomorrow, not next week, now. This is not negative. It's actually electrifying the truth of this moment. So how do we do this? Well, we start with Zazen, which is the most direct path to awakening. Further, we must do Zazen. We must practice Zazen wholeheartedly. We must put all of our energy into it, realizing that our sitting is a matter of life and death. Our sitting is a matter of life and death. So we must not sit on our cushions and daydream. We must be determined to awaken and to awaken now. Many years ago, my first sesshin was at the Zen Studies Society with Edo Roshi and Soen Roshi. And Soen was a famous haiku poet, a famous Japanese teacher. And both these Roshis were at this retreat. Somewhere around the second or third day, Soen Roshi, who was very old at the time, he was probably 80 years old, small Japanese man, in the afternoon, during a period of Zazen, got up from his cushion. Right? Everything is silent. Everybody is sitting intensely. And you could hear Soen Roshi get up from his cushion, the slight ruffling of his robes. And because he was old and somewhat frail, he walked with a stick. And he began walking around the Zendo. And each step, there would be the sound of the stick as he took a step, and then the next step. And you could follow him around the zendo as you sat, just with the sound of his stick touching the floor. And for a good 10 or 15 minutes of the sitting period, he just walked around the zendo. And then suddenly, silence. He had stopped. And then out of nowhere,
"Wake up!"
And it scared the living hell out of you. So this waking up is not so easy. What is it that makes it difficult? What is it that gets in our way? Well, to me, the obstacle to awaking is always the same thing. It's the attachment to me, which is a perception created by our mind, this idea of me, my feelings, my thoughts, my pain, my ideas. And our job is to release our attachment to this self-centered perspective, because it is a one-sided view of reality. When we meditate from the perspective of me, we stay stuck in a dualistic state. Me breathing, me thinking. We stay stuck in a dualistic state and out of touch with the heart-opening unity of all things. In the Zen tradition, we correct this type of meditation because it is an endless process and it doesn't allow us to awaken. That's why in our practice we are taught, when we find ourselves engrossed in thinking, to just note it and simply return to the breath. Over and over and over. And when we sit deeply, eventually the experience of me and life, me and death, drops away. And we become life. We become death. There's no separation. The illusion that life and death are separate and in opposition drops away. There is no separation. So there is no life to hold on to, and no death to push away. In the end, each one of us must awaken ourselves. No one can do it for us. And as I said, the way to awakening is Zazen. Zazen now, not tomorrow, not next week. So let us all vow not to squander our lives, and to awaken now. I'm going to end with a poem by Kozan Ichiko, written in 1360. Kozan wrote, "Empty-handed, I entered the world. Barefoot, I leave it. My coming, my going, two simple happenings that got entangled." Thank you.